Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 20, lows of 10. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze as well, highs of 21, lows of 12. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 13. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. And finally, Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 13. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now!
In Islefight news this week, the island's broadband network has received a huge boost with the news White Fibre is to receive additional £50 million in funding from NatWest Bank. On the same day, White Fibre said it has hit a landmark of 20,000 houses ready for service on the Gigabit Island full fibre network project. It announced a funding boost which it says will see the project to completion. NatWest's capital will be supported by equity funding from Infra Capital, part of M&G Investments. White Fibre says currently 28% of premises on the island have access to full fibre broadband. White Fibre aims to roll out fibre to all towns and villages on the Isle of Wight by the end of 2022, covering 80% of premises. A rolling programme up to the end of 2025 will also cover the more rural areas of the island and fill gaps in urban coverage areas, connecting 96% of premises by the end of that year. White Fibre's full fibre broadband network will provide speeds of up to 1 gigabyte or faster to up to 70,000 homes and businesses across the island, creating the UK's first gigabit island. White Fibre's Chief Executive Officer John Irvine said White Fibre has made great progress in building the UK's first gigabit island on the Isle of Wight, having already made full fibre broadband available to nearly 20,000 premises. Meanwhile, staff and volunteers arriving at Mountbatten Hospice in Newport have been given a much welcome surprise on Wednesday morning. Island Road sent their line marking teams to Halbury Lane during the night to paint a rather special thank you message at the entrance to the hospice. Attention to detail has not been missed, with Mountbatten's logo carefully recreated on the ground, alongside a rainbow, a well-known symbol of support and hope during the coronavirus crisis. Nigel Hartley, CEO of Mountbatten IW, has thanked Island Roads for their efforts and has said that it will give a real boost to both staff and volunteers. And finally, Shell Show organisers are still hoping the annual event will be able to go ahead as planned in August. The eclectic two-day show, scheduled to take place over the first weekend of the month, was set to mark the 94th instalment and centenary year of an event which began in 1920. A social media update from the Chell Show Facebook page said, "As you may or may not be aware, Chell Show is run entirely by volunteers, many of whom have experienced lifestyle or working changes due to coronavirus. We are working hard behind the scenes to figure out whether the show will take place in 2020. As it stands, the show is still on." That's all. I'm Jasper Hitchcock-Sotal.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Dennis Compton, who's an English cricket baseman. Number 2, Desmond Carrington, who's a British radio host. Number 3, Nigel Dornport, who's a British actor. Number 4, Johnny Bull, who's TV personality for a children's programme. And number 5, Joan Collins, who's an actress. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a minute.
Hello. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is tenebrosity. T-E-N-E-B-R-O-S-I-T-Y. It means a quality of being dark or shadowy. Its origin is Late Middle English from Old French tenebrosite, from Latin tenebrosus, or from tenebrae, which means darkness. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history. May the 22nd, 1859, was the birthday of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, a famous author. He was responsible for creating the character of Sherlock Holmes, a legendary detective. Living in 221B Baker Street, he fought his enemy Moriarty along with his companion Watson. Sherlock Holmes has been the subject of at least 51 books and countless films. Also on May the 22nd, but in 1907, famous cartoonist Georges Remy was born. Better known by his pen name Hergé, he was the creator of The Adventures of Tintin, an engaging series of comics that have become incredibly popular. Tintin is a reporter that, along with his dog Snowy, has had adventures from China to Egypt and even to the moon. His adventures often include battling criminal gangs and spies, as well as seeking lost treasure. The 21st of May 1932 was when famous American aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean solo. She took off from Newfoundland and flew in her single-engine Lockheed V-5 plane for 15 hours to the UK, where she landed in Ireland. 5 years later, in 1937, she vanished over the Pacific Ocean. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember, I told you about all these people who are having their birthdays, but now I'm going to tell you their dates of birth. Number 1, Dennis Compton, who was born in 1918, who died in 1997. Number 2, Desmond Carrington, who was born in 1924 and died in 2017. Number 3, Nigel Dornport, who was born in 1928. He died in 2013. Number 4, Johnny Bull, who was born in 1938 and is aged 82 today. And finally, Joan Collins, who was born in 1933. He's aged 87 today. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight News this week, all acts of kindness as well as words are really important, says the Director of Mental Health and Disability on the Isle of Wight. This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, with this year's theme of kindness chosen specifically because we are in lockdown. Mental health teams on the Isle of Wight say they have adjusted their services to ensure the safety of islanders that rely on them. Staff are social distancing, using PPE and technology to coincide with government guidelines and stay in contact with islanders. Director of Mental Health and Disability at the Isle of Wight NHS Trust, Leslie Stevens, said, "COVID has had quite a big impact on people's mental health, so we want to make sure we have resources in place when people need it." All acts of kindness, as well as words, are really important. From an NHS perspective, we have seen such an outpouring of kindness. It is small things. Meanwhile, a University of Salford student has been helping to manufacture vital PPE during his work placement on the Isle of Wight. Andy Johnstone, who studies prosthetics and orthotics, has been on placement at St Mary's Hospital when other students' placements across the country have been cancelled due to the coronavirus crisis. He too was given the option to cancel, but decided to keep working. He says, "I was informed that patient contact had diminished. Plans were changing every day and the team has started creating an assembly line, producing PPE glasses and visors, for the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. Having spent a full 22-year career in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, attaining degrees in medical physics and management, Andy says he felt familiar with hospital systems. On arrival to a whirlwind tour of the facilities, Andy was briefed on the department's goal of producing 32,000 units of PPE. Raw materials were sourced by the department from businesses and engineers across the island. And finally, more than 2,000 coronavirus tests have been carried out on the Isle of Wight. COVID-19 tests are now available to anyone aged 5 or over who has coronavirus symptoms. Symptoms to look out for include a new continuous cough or high temperature or loss or change in normal sense of smell or taste. Anyone experiencing these symptoms should self-isolate and arrange to be tested using the downloaded COVID-19 app or at the Isle of Wight Satellite Testing Facility. Island residents who record their symptoms via the app will be connected to a call centre where they can order a swab test, which will be sent directly to them and collected the following day. Anyone they have been in close contact with who also has the app will be alerted anonymously via a ping and given guidance on what to do next. For those who cannot use the app to report symptoms, such as other family members of a symptomatic individual or anyone who does not have a smartphone, the drive-through satellite coronavirus testing facility at One Leisure Medina in Newport is available and is now operated by Isle of Wight NHS Trust. This centre has provided over 2,000 tests since it first opened last month. Appointments are available Monday to Saturday between 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and can be booked by telephone. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.